Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. Your creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from the below. Defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we're protected by your blood. So come what may, you're worthy for. Yeah. Come what may, you're worthy for. All we are.
cast our crowns before you now. We cast our crowns before you now. Cast our crowns before you now. We give it all to you.
For worship here.
So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Father, we thank you for your mercies anew every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us into all truth in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to move in our lives, in this ministry, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. And let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute, every hour of our lives. We cannot make it without you. You are our lifeline. We are totally dependent on you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on our children, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth on our children, grandchildren, spouses. In the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for creative ideas. We thank you. We bless your name. Oh, Father God, we come against every form of evil and darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come against it. We destroy it through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Every monitoring spirit, release the blood of Jesus to destroy their chips, their eyes, whatever they're using. The blood of Jesus is against them in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare and prophesy, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, Father, we thank you for your words this morning. We bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We synchronize your word, oh God. We synchronize our word with your word, oh God. Your word, oh God. Your word, oh God. Oh, Father God, every word, with that, Lord, that you speak, oh God, let us speak words that synchronize with your words, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, your plans are for good and not for evil, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind every negative spirit in the name of Jesus and loose the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. Oh, Father God, there's nothing too difficult and hard for you to do. You are God, oh God, and we trust you, and we believe in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this day. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Holy Spirit, we surrender every second and minute of this day to you in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray for those that are sick, oh God. We pray that you will heal them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release their healing virtues in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. She is healed, oh God. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, of any sickness, any infirmities in our bodies, the ones we know of and the ones we do not know of, release the healing virtue. Release the healing virtue, oh God. Let your healing anointing flow, oh God. We pray for family members and friends who are not doing well. We pray for healing for them also in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release your anointing. Release your healing, oh God. Heal your children. Set them free, oh God. in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we need emotional healing in the name of Jesus. Spiritual healing in the name of Jesus. Heal our wounds, O God, in the name of Jesus. Make us all again in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. We bless you, O God. We bless you, O God. We put on your robe of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We take off every filthy robe, O God, in the name of Jesus. And put on the robe of righteousness. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Oh, we pray for understanding and revelation as the word comes forth, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oria Mosotriaka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. Move in our midst. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we adore you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us give our focus on you that we can hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful feeling it is to be in the presence of the Lord. As we've come this morning to just have ourselves enlighten our hearts in one accord with the Word, we thank God for all that He is. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for the gathering. We thank you for our purpose, Lord, for our hearts led us this morning to make you first, to come to hear your words, to be edified, to just hold on to your garment, despite what situations we're encountering, despite what we're going through. We know, Lord, that you are our strength. You are all that we have that can give us a stronger understanding of who we are and what our purpose is and how to deal with situations, because you tell us in your word that we should lay our burdens onto thee and you will fight our battles. So, Father God, this morning as we've come, we've laid everything aside. We've put every thought aside, every deep, dark feeling that's trying to hold us hostage. Whatever the situation is this morning, we've laid it aside because we rest in you, because you are our strength and your promises are always true. So, Father God, we are awakened. We are at peace because we know, Lord, that you are speaking to us this morning. So we thank you, Lord, as your word comes forth, piercing our hearts, bringing hope, bringing joy, and bringing a release from whatever is the enemy is trying to hold us back on. So we just thank you this morning, Lord, as we have gathered to come in your courts before your throne, humbling ourselves, hearkening to your word. So we thank you, Lord, this morning. It's an honor to be in your presence. All God's children say amen and amen and amen. This morning, the scripture that I'll be reading from will be coming from the book of Hebrews. We're going to start with Hebrews 12, and we're going to go to 16. It reads as follows: For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and the spirit, your joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes, the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a high great priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. God's word is meant to cut into our deepest parts of our soul and our spirit. And we must always remember that we need to confess. We need to repent in order to receive forgiveness and cleansing. Yes, we have Christ to advocate for us. We know this, and we know that because of his love for us, that he sympathizes with our weaknesses. And he invites us every day to draw near to God, to receive the grace. As I always say, to be wrapped up in his grace, that we can receive, that all the inconsistencies that we have and all the repeated actions that we repeat, even though we may tell God, this is the last time that I'm going to do this, or I'm just not going to repeat, just forgive me this one more time. But we come back again and again, and sometimes it just becomes so repetitive. But he still embraces us, still gives us that hope that in our discomfort, we can hold on to his words.
Amen.
He gives us tools that we can work with. The Holy Scriptures are the Word of God. It power, you know, and this is the thing about it. It comes with power. It comes with strength. But we have to desire that powerfully we are convinced. We have to desire so that powerfully we can be converted. We have to desire so that powerfully we can receive the comfort. And I'm sure, as with me and as with you, when you've been edified by the word, your soul receives and becomes so humble. Your spirit is quickened that you feel a part of, and therefore you feel proud. Your sinful habits that were so natural, you now start to get on that road of recovery through love, through feeling a part of, through your desires. We must desire to have change. We must desire to show love. We must desire for fulfillment of our destinies. As you know, and I know, that we have a purpose. We have a laid out platform, but we have to come to meet up with where we have to do our part, and God can enact and put into motion the rest. And this is why we go through trials and tribulations. He tells us in his word that the road will not be easy. Yes, there will be discomforts. There will be times when we don't even know how to fathom, to understand. And those are the moments when we hold on to the word, when we dig deep into scripture. Our souls are quickened because he has given us a comforter. He has given us a confidant. He has given us a reinforcer of our faith, the Holy Spirit. There's no way that we should go completely south and not go up north, because he's laid out for us the inner workings by which we can grow, the inner workings by which we can naturally hold on to the promises, because we have engraved in our hearts his words, his promises, his truth, that through our desire, it can be fulfilled. And through all of this, all our bad principles on how we once thought or how we once did things, our morals, our standards, all these things are now starting to go through a cleansing, a going away with. And this is when we start to go through the sanctification process. Glory be to God. So let us hold fast to the doctrines of the Christian faith. Let us execute what he has placed within us. Let us continue to be motivated. I know when love is shown to me, I know when care is shown to me, and I react in a way that I show appreciation, I show gratitude, I show a feeling of comfort, a feeling of being a part of. And because of those feelings, my actions definitely will change. I know that, yes, Satan, he's always around. But you know, when you have honor, when you have integrity, when you have a purpose in holding on to the truths of what you see, to the truths of what you feel and know, you can dedicate and purpose yourself to hold on no matter how bumpy the road is. It makes me think on a rider that when they're breaking in a horse, a wild horse, and you see this person, there's no saddle on the horse, but they have a rope that they've put around the neck of this horse, and it's all that they have to hold on to. No matter how that horse, because of it feeling uncomfortable of someone sitting on his back that has never been on his back before, and it's just all going wild, trying to throw that person off, and they're holding on. They keep holding on. They want to persevere because they want to break in that horse. They want to tame that horse. And this is how we should look at how we're breaking our vices. We're breaking the things that lead us to not be what we should be in Christ. We should hold on to the word. We should hold on to the truth. No matter how Satan tries to break in and bring untrue things, bring in things that would turn our minds and twist our thoughts, we should hold on and not let go, because we know in the final analysis that we triumphant in truth. We triumphant in spirit. And we know because of this, we have fostered and kept that relationship God extends out to us because of his unconditional love. Yes, there will be times when we will falter, when we will fall short, but take it that you know that he forgives. You know that he honors your word, and he knows every thought, and he knows every situation. We can't lie to him. We can't blindfold him. He knows just how many times you will come back for the same thing and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it again. He knows. And this is why, because he loves us so much, he gives us his grace. He wraps us up in his grace, that we can stand and be in his presence. Because God is not sinful. God is holy. God is righteous. So for us to be in his presence, he must wrap us in grace. My brothers and sisters, this morning I'll say to you, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Even though he was more holy, and we know definitely pure. But the more that we saw in how he made a deep impression in the lives of those that he came across, the poor, the destitute, the sick, the lame, the blind, and how he impacted them in a lot of ways, not only healing, but bringing their hearts to that tenderness of feeling love, that tenderness of having a stronger desire of what true living is, what life is, bringing their desire to wanting to know more, having more of that itchiness of the ears to hear, the itchiness of the mouth to speak out, the itchiness of the heart of receiving, being on fire to receive, just knowing that the truth will set them free. We should encourage ourselves because we have to make ourselves come boldly to the throne. Because we know at the throne, mercy and grace to pardon all our sins, to purify our souls, will be bestowed upon us. So in our daily walk, make yourself available to the Lord. For there are seasons that are allowed us. Pray to him to quicken your minds so that your discernments can become alive, that you can hear his voice among all the negative voices within the physical realm, that we don't miss out on our seasons. We don't miss out on the timing. Because we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next minute, the next second. God loves you. He cares for you. And this is why he gives us more and more love. Even though there are times when we don't even deserve it, because we would knowingly lie, knowingly cheat, knowingly fornicate, knowingly do all the things that are not to be done, but we knowingly do it. It's almost like we're defying his authority. but he still shows up love. He still shows us that, yes, you can walk on this road. If only you can let me direct your path. If only you can let me navigate you through the murky waters. Let me navigate you through the rocky mountain ways, that you can reach the top. You can be all that you can be. You can be what I need you to be. You can be my daughter. You can be my son. And in all sincerity, his words are so true. So true. So we must believe as we hold on promises. God bless you this morning. Keep your eyes onto the heavens. Keep your hearts open to receive. Keep your desires focused. And don't be deterred if you should falter. Because we are in the flesh. But the thing is, what can you do better? How can you go about it better? How can you improve and continue to be diligent, holding on, no matter how that horse may gallop and jump, you're holding on to make that change. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you as children, Lord, pliable, moldable. We come with our hearts open. We come with our minds open. Mold us, O Lord. Take away from us our vices. Take away from us things that make us to be dark on the inside. For God, you are light. As we open up ourselves, let the light pour in. As we desire more, let us receive, Lord. Our prayer this morning, Lord, is that let every thing and every part that we play be that of you, be that of truth, be that of strong desires, be that of love, be that of strong focus on the word, that we may grow and go from level to level, seeking your face. Let our attitudes change. Let our morals, our ethics, our standards change. Let there be a new dawning on our lives that we can see the reflection of you. To know that we are doing the right things as we go through the sanctification process. That we're changing and see the graduations of our change as we climb higher and higher. We thank you, Lord, for the inspiration that you give us all times. Having the Holy Spirit within us to guide and protect and lead us, reinforce our faith. The Holy Bible, a reference point, the Word, revelation, destiny help us, ministers, apostles, bishops, everything that we need to keep our focus, you provide. So, Father God, we come to you and in truth this morning, laying everything out on the table. Whatever hidden secrets, whatever hidden agendas, whatever heaviness, whatever doubts, we lay it out this morning. We ask for a full releasing this morning. As we come doing our half, desiring, wanting that change, and knowing that it can come from you, but only if we desire. Come into our hearts, come into our minds, oh Father. We invite you, come in. We pray this morning that with this change we shall move forward, keeping in mind of where we were before and where we want to be, and that is with you. Father God, I pray over your children this morning that are on the line or whatever other form of media. I pray over them this morning, Father, that as they open up their hearts and minds and very souls, desiring change, desiring a release of what all they've been imprisoned with, the doubts, the heaviness, the proudness. Oh, Father God, let there be a release, a supernatural release right now in the name of Jesus. For they have come bearing strong desires this morning. Oh, Father God, in their attitudes and the way of their thinking, oh, Father God, let their morals, their ethics, their standards be renewed, Lord, in such a way that they see the change, that they truly can hold on to your promises. We thank you, Lord, for the covering over their families. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, soak them this morning, Lord. Soak them and let the oils, the holy oils from heaven, Lord, just fall upon them, their families, the seeds of their seeds of their seeds. Let them feel the power. Let them feel the change, oh, Father God. Let them know that you are their Father. You are Yeshua HaMashiach. You are the great I am that I am. You are Creator, the one who spoke everything into existence and looked and said, it is good. So, Father, this morning we just thank you. We thank you for giving us this opportunity that we can be in your presence to receive in the early dawn, in the midst of the falling morning dew, hearing your voice. And as we speak to you, hearing ours. So we thank you this morning, Father. We thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be in our lives. We bless your holy name. And we pray this. And all God's children say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Join us this evening at 7 p.m. on the radio blog. We still have the gathering of the Eagles Conference, and this evening we have the Bozo Victoria Blunt. So join us and have a blessed time in the Lord. We love you. God bless you.